Happy New Year, Mabel Louise. Hi.
Thank you. Say, I'm so glad to be back. And what a day to come, isn't it? Well, lovely outside, 30 degrees in January. I think we should say thank you, Jesus, don't you? Yes, I've had several health issues, and I'm not going to be telling you all about them, boring you. And it was impossible to come to the studio to do my broadcast. And I, needless to say, I am so excited to be with you today. And I'm praying that my message will be of help and blessing. I'm going to be talking about the subject of time. Yes, it's the beginning of the year, so that's a good subject. And we all have to think about it because we have a whole new year before us. And we want to live it to the fullest for our precious Lord. And so I'm going to start right out by reading the scriptures to you from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. I'm sure if you've read the Bible, you're familiar with this portion. And the writer is trying to get us to be conscious of what is surrounding us and the time that we have while we are here on earth. And that's good, isn't it? It's good at the beginning of the year to think about goals and purposes and things that you want to accomplish and things that you want to discontinue. And so this is the writer's way to remind us of all of the blessings that are ours. And he points it out by saying, chapter 3, verse 1, to everything there is a season. There's a time to every purpose under heaven. Yes, that's true, isn't it? And the beginning of the year is a good time to think about it. There was a time to be born. All of us have that. And all of us will have a time to die. A time to plant. The farmer and the gardener think about planting the seeds in the springtime. And it goes on and says, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. In other words, harvest time, so that we can enjoy the fruit of our labor. Then it says a time to kill. Well, that would probably means to prepare the meat, a cow or a pig or whatever kind of meat, a deer. A time to heal. Oh, aren't you thankful that God has allowed us so many times in our lives, I've been through that now, time of healing, a time to break down, and a time to build up. Isn't that something? How each of these things we're reminded. It's a time to weep. All of us have times of sorrow. A time to laugh. Aren't you glad? I think we need to do more of that, really. Take time to be happy and joyful and talk about things that are fun. There's a time to mourn whenever we have sorrow in our lives or others have sorrow. A time to dance, to be happy and dance around. A time to cast away stones. And a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace. A time to refrain from embracing. See, there's all of these special times that we need to think about. A time to get or a time to buy. A time to lose. Oh, my goodness. I lost the garage door opener. And my son, Terry, gave me a new one for Christmas. So that's... Yes, there's a time to lose. A time to keep. Yes, I'm a great keeper. I think all of us old timers are prone to keep things too long. And a time to cast away. Yes, and that's what I need to be doing right now in my age. Start throwing away. A time to rend. A time to sow. A time to keep silence. Oh my goodness, that's so important, isn't it? Yes, there are times when we need not to say anything. And then there are times that we need to speak up. A time to love. Oh my goodness, how we need that today. A time to hate. I don't know. I don't want to put that in my life if I can help it. I don't know what to hate except sin. I hate sin. I don't want to sin in my life. Avoid it like a plague. So I do hate sin. A time of war, and oh my goodness, we are praying about that right now. A time of peace. We've had peace, not completely, because we're in war around the world, but we all want a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? So, the writer of this is trying to get us to stop and think and realize all of the occasions that are in our lives and how important they are to us. So today, my subject is times and seasons. I'm sure that every one of you hearing my voice right now is saying to yourself, "Ooh, how time flies. The years go by so fast, don't they? Especially when you're blessed by the Lord and you're enjoying life every minute. I just had a birthday. I won't tell you how old I am. You know already. And how I praise the Lord for every day I can get up in the morning and I can ask the Lord, what are we going to do today? There's so many hurting people that are not believers, that none of us that know and love Jesus should be idle. Time is flying by and there's so many yet to be reached with the good news of the gospel. And that's what it's all about here, getting out the gospel so that you can know where you're going to spend eternity. And our prayer is that you are heaven bound. And there's so many verses of scripture that teach us concerning time. You know what I did? I opened my Strong's Concordance and I counted how many verses list time and times. There were 755 verses. So to me, it's evident that the Lord is warning us to take note of the time and times that we each one have here on earth. My life verse that I've chosen for this period of my life is found in Psalm 37, verse 25. Here's the way it goes. I was young, but now I'm old. The Lord has never, ever forsaken me, nor have I ever had to beg for bread. Hasn't he been good to me? Any period of our time in our lives is a time to give glory to God, to thank him for all the blessings that he has given to us. So today I want to visit about several times spoken of in the Bible. I know I won't be able to cover them all today, but I can carry on my next broadcast. The title today that I'd like to reach is High Time, A Time to Die, Acceptable Time, and Fullness of Time. Now, I know I can't cover it all, but let me go as far as I can. Romans 13, verses 11 through 14, the Apostle Paul is teaching us concerning high time. I remember Mother using that expression to me as a child. It's high time you get your chores done. So let me read to you what it says. And that, knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife, not in envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. In case you wonder what wantingness, that's kind of an old word. It means reckless or immoral. Well, in the midst of terrorism and fear and uncertainty, yes, it's high time that each one of us realize that the Lord is reaching in love to his believers to have them cling to him and his promises and realize that he will never, ever leave us nor forsake us, and that no one can pluck us out of his hand. Oh, I love that promise. What comfort that should give us to begin the new year, starting with Jesus and with the willingness to get busy and do something for the cause of Christ. If we're not sharing our faith, then it's high time we get about it and do so. I think it's time to stop saying, if only I had the time, or if only I had taken time to speak to that person. But now they're gone, and it's time to do something about it and put feet to our prayers and to get out there and reach out to the lost in the world. Yes, it's time to pray as you begin the day all through the year. Lord, use my life today. Please help me to buy it up. Help me to redeem it for your glory. Don't you think that's a good vow to make to start 2020? I do. I know I want that in my life. Well, the Bible also speaks of a time to die. You say, oh, Mabel Louise, why do you want to talk about that? Because it's a reality. You know, pay taxes and die. Yes, those are the two things we have to do. Well, Hebrews 9:27 says, and it is appointed, in other words, as the Lord has a specific time, it's appointed unto men once to die. But here's the thing that we need to think about. Yes, after that comes judgment. Ecclesiastes 3:1-2 says that to everything there is a season, a time, a purpose under heaven. Yes, all of us are familiar with those verses, aren't we? And I recall so vividly the morning devotions that my husband read to our family the day that my own father passed away. And I'm out of time, and on my next broadcast, let me share that incident with you. It's been wonderful to be with you again. God bless you, and Goodbye.